Blog Talk Radio.
Give it one hug. You're throwing the table, eat up if you're able. 100. Give another real me, even if it kills me. 100. I never told you lies. Until I fell in love with you, I made up in my mind it was just to protect you. And now I feel like such a phony, like I'm not your homie. Cause if I was, I'd keep it real. And now you say you wanna know me, really wanna know me. But after this we gon' see how you feel.
Keep it 100, 100. Yeah, guys, y'all know I love that song, right? Great morning, everyone. Welcome to Real Talk 101 with you. I am D-Love, and, of course, I thank you guys for hanging with me today on this part two series of Keeping It 100 with you. That's right, guys. That's what we're here for. As many of us are aware, it's real out here. And so basically the core purpose of this show is just, guys, to keep it 100 with you, creating dialogue, but more importantly, guys, just to help you encourage you, right, to do your best to keep it 100. It's real. It's real, guys. I mean, you know, if you don't believe in yourself, who will, right? But I believe that when you keep it 100, you're not only being true to the Trinity, but you're being true to yourself. And in order to be true to others, you know what I mean? You got to be true to yourself. You got to be true to the Trinity first and foremost. Sometimes we can't keep it real because we know life is a game. Life is a game. And so in my opinion, and I think I've lived long enough to be able to come to this perspective and observation, that it's a jungle out here. You know, guys, I have my pet peeves, and boy, do I have some stories for you, you know. But, you know, we talked about in the last series, excuse me, life insights. And I don't know about you all, but I constantly ask myself these questions as I grow and mature. You know, how have I fared as an individual in this nation, in this world? Have I fared? You know what I mean? Has the quality of life increased or decreased for me? What is my net worth, if you will? You know, and it's something how the media and all the these magazines and people, you know, that put this information out for us to read. And you notice, you read in the magazine, and they say, you know, such and such a net worth is this, such and such a net worth is that. Which brings me, I have to share this story with you guys before we jump right into the politics section, because you know what? Last time I spoke with you all about the presidential primaries and the candidates, I was kind of indecisive, you know, pretty much indecisive, but I don't know. I've been listening to some of their commentaries and just listening to some of their debates, and still a little indecisive, but I just kind of, this is going to be, you know, I'll say this for last and kind of let you guys know where I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of conflicted, but I don't know, I've kind of changed a little bit. But anyways, check this out. Speaking of net worth, I don't know if you've asked yourself this question before, as I mentioned, and I kind of deviated off of, how have you fared? If you look back 10, 15, 20 years ago, you know, Have you progressed some or have you degressed? You know, I don't know. Have life picked up for you or maybe you the same. Maybe you're neutral. You know, you broke even. I don't know. But it's just kind of interesting because, you know, one thing I believe in when we talk about keeping it real is that we have to ask ourselves these questions. And I don't know, how are you guys weighing in? I certainly would love to hear from you. Just let me know, give me some feedback, whatever. But I will say this much, just keep in the back of your mind or maybe the front of your mind, that no matter, I mean, even the people you work for, or the people you deal with on every day pretty much are only as good as the people you vote for. These are just my own individual unique observations and perspectives. But check this out. I was reading an article, and they were just kind of talking about net worth, and they brought up an interesting niche. We're talking about politicians and how they earn their living and different things like that. Wow, guys. Did you know, I mean, we look at our pastors. Here's what I found out. I'm kind of thinking about just becoming a pastor, y'all. I need to become an evangelist or a pastor. You know why? Because they rake in the books. They rake in the big bucks. So if you're talented enough, you got some great communication skills, you can become a millionaire or a billionaire just by preaching and teaching the Word of God. How many of us are so hungry for the Word of God? It was so interesting to me to see that, you know, evangelists or preachers such as Bishop Noel Jones, Eddie Long, which, you know, come on, guys. I mean, we know about that scandal with Mr. Eddie Long. You know, I have nothing but respect for all of these guys, of course, but wow. They're raking in $5 million. You see what I'm saying? Joyce Myers, I love Joyce Myers. $8 million. Well, I need them buying them $10 million, but let me just say about her, she has her, you know, she generates other income as well, and one of which is from her own company, Juanita Bynum Enterprises. So, I don't know. Some of the comments were pretty interesting and funny, of course, because in reading this article, you know, of course, you always have the comments, people making comments. And, you know, because when we listen to our Christian leaders, and we want to gain some insight, and we want to be able to understand and learn the Word of God, you know, one of the main things that they stress to us is that we're to pay our 10%, right? We're to pay 10% of our income. Now, I believe that there are three ways to tithe: our time, our talent, and our tithing. And I don't always believe that it's always just required that we tithe only. That's paramount. I believe it's all paramount, okay? We can give in so many different ways, and so this article was very interesting because some of the people were like, these guys are living, they're driving expensive cars, they're living in mansions. I mean, they're making all this money just by preaching the Word of God and teaching us and you know, holding worship in churches and all this type of, just doing what we should do, I would think. You know, go to church, worship, honor and glory God, and all that good stuff, right? But how is it that the people are still poor? I don't know, guys. You know, it's funny. One of the statements, comments was like, okay, donation plate distribution, 10% for the church, 90% for the preacher. Nice business to get into. Wow. Can you imagine? It's like, they were like, okay, people were thinking this, you know, but hey, times are rough. I guess people got to get their hustle on, right? Don't make it right, but I guess that's what the issue is. But isn't that interesting? It's like, he goes, okay, donation plate distribution, 10% for the church and 90% for the preacher. Nice bonus to get into. Wow. I don't know. People are wising it up, I guess. Okay. Here's another one. Fund, F-U-N-D, not find. You know, fund, but not find. Because true believers are gullible and stupid. Wow. I didn't say that. That's what the comments were, guys. So let me just make that clear. All right. Here's another one. They said pray, P-R-E-Y, or pray, P-R-A-Y. Here's another comment. This is not normal. Most pastors have to hold jobs just to fund their ministries. I don't know. Come on. I mean, here's for me. I don't believe that God is a God of wrath in terms. He understands what's going on in our country, in our world, in our nation. He understands these things, people. So I don't know. It's very interesting to me how hungry we are, yet we're I don't know. It seems so conflicting to me, but one thing I know for sure is this. I don't believe that God is going to punish me for paying my light bill or my rent or buying food before I pay 10%. Now, if we have it, he said, too much is given, much is required, right? So, yeah, we should, you know, if God's blessed us with this wealth and all this good fortune, quite obvious, I would believe, morally speaking, he would want us to share and help other people. Okay, so I don't know. I wonder, are we really gullible to be made to feel bad when we choose to pay our bills instead of paying 10%? Because guess what? We can give in so much. You know what I mean? We can give our time, our talent, and our tithing. I truly believe that God judges the heart and our motivation to give, right? Because we can give in so many various ways. And we all are aware that just because someone has a license to preach does not make them qualified, right? So I don't know. Maybe it's just the way in which our world is going, and we know that time is winding up. This is just my own personal view. I'm keeping it 100. I'm keeping it real with you. This is how I feel. I believe that, you know, we're just living in the last days and the last times. And so I don't know. It's quite obvious that, you know, we sit in church, most of us, you know, we go to church, we pay our dues, we do all these things, but yet sometimes we can't even tell these are Christians or people who claim to be Christians outside of the church because they're so mean. And hey, let me tell you what happened to me. This really pissed me off, guys. Really pissed me off. How many of us hate when people waste our time? Okay. This is something where I feel that we really need to work on in terms of just learning some sort of ethical virtues, if you will. I had a well-known day spa contact me about a position. The lady and I spoke on the phone a couple times, you know, and we just kind of tried to figure out if this was going to be a good fit or not. Well, guys, guess what? Lady just flat out lied to me. She just flat out lied. She goes, oh, yeah, we can work around your other, you know, because I'm like, hey, I have other endeavors I pursue, and this is what I can do. She goes, oh, yeah, okay, let's set up an appointment. You know, we set up an appointment. I go to the interview. She looks me in my face. She goes, oh, now, wasn't there something else? You had another job that that we needed to work around, blah, blah. I was like, well, yeah, you said you would. Oh, I can't do it. I said, oh, you can't? No, I really can't. I said, then why am I sitting here? Why am I sitting? I said, you know what? You just wasted my time. Oh, boy, why did I say that? She got all blown. Well, if I just wasted your time, we can just, you know. I said, well, yeah, why am I sitting here? You specifically told me that you would be willing to work with my schedule. No, just wasting my time. Guys, I was so pissed. You know, we got to do better. You know, my time is just as important as her time. Just because she operates a day spa and she's in a position of authority, whatever. I mean, I'm like, guys, come on. This chick really, really needed a reality check. All right. So, you know what? I'm just keeping it 100. I'm keeping it real. You know what? Your time is important. My time is important. Let's just keep all that in perspective, guys. Let's just be considerate and respectful of other people, because I do believe that what goes around comes around in one way, shape, form, or fashion. All right. We're going to talk about primaries, guys. I don't know. You know, we talked about some of the things that Hillary Clinton was talking about and Bernie Sanders, and of course Hillary has a narrow edge over Sanders right now. But what got me was on the Republican primaries, guys, as we see that Donald Trump is definitely leading. And maybe it's because people are looking at him in respect and saying, hey, this guy do not need our money. He is a real estate mogul. He knows how to generate money. And I believe that's why people are really, truly voting for him, not so much because he appears to be racist or insensitive to other people. But something that stood out to me with him, he actually conducted an address to the editorial board and covered a range of issues, including like media, liberal laws, and violence at his rallies, of course. But one thing he said, guys, he talked about our country and our nation, and this is what I'm about. I'm about a quality of life for all people. You know, those who are willing. I know we can't cover everybody because there are some people out there who just do not care to work, or maybe they don't have the ability to, but those of us that are out there working our butts off, right? But he talked about that, and he's saying that we are no more a rich nation, that we are a poor nation, which we can see this by the market. And so he talked about how there should be no more nation building, and that how we should eliminate NATO, that we should invest in our own country. Pretty much is what he's saying, that we should take time to invest more money into our people. He's saying that we're spending way too much money on foreign affairs, and that there he questions the need for this quote unquote non-interventionist foreign policy. I have a caller on the air, and I'm gonna bring my caller on. Caller, are you there? Caller? Caller, are you there? You're live, but I don't hear you. Hold on for a second, maybe. Let me try this again. Can you hear me?
Hey, Dee.
Are you on there? Oh,
I'm
hi
here.
There. How are you?
Hey, Dee. I just want to I want to take the time to congratulate you, girl. I've known
well, thank
you,
for you 20 so much.
Years. I've known you for 20 years through the salon, of course, the best way to get to know somebody. And
yes.
You are great for that radio show because you keep it real, and I want to congratulate you. I'm so glad I found you on the radio. I don't have a computer, so I have to go through the phone, but it's 773-897-6419, and I've got you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. What do you think about the primaries now? What do you think? Do you?
Well, I'm thinking about what you said this morning. I'm thinking about what you said. You made more sense this morning than any politician so far. And you talked about how have you fared? How have you?
Mm-hmm.
How have you? How? What is your morality? You mean
right.
Are you moral? How are you doing? Have you regrets? Our politicians, I don't know if they could help us. They haven't seemed to help us. You know, things haven't gotten better. Our schools haven't gotten better. Inner cities haven't gotten better. Food, the GMO problem, the water's poisoned. So, I mean, I'm trying to have faith in our government, but it's hard.
Right.
You know, people are working two jobs. And, you know, I'm thinking, how is our government fared?
Right.
It doesn't look like they have a very good record, to be honest with you. But I do think we need to be governed. But I would like to see more integrity. And like you say, be true to yourself. Give us some truth. That's what the American people want. You know, and it's kind of... You know, it's kind of scary right now because it's real confusing for people.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And that's why when I talk about this thing about keeping it real, and you've known me for years, and keeping it 100 to me means staying true to your convictions, your belief, while purposing to create an array of happiness and success. Goes, you know, let's try to maintain a level of self-esteem, if you will. You know, how do you feel about yourself? Because if you really don't have a great deal of self-love for God, the Trinity, or yourself, more than likely you're not for others. That's a given. But it's what I'm noticing, I was just kind of, I don't know, I'm noticing even we know that there's no market. And what really struck me about Trump is that he really started weighing in on these issues. I mean, he said that, you know, he talked about how there's no more money for education for our kids, how our economy is just broke, and that we've cheated our own people in a sense because we're dibbling and dabbling into foreign affairs, and we're doing and I don't know. You know, everyone is different, and we God made us that way. So we're all entitled to have our own perspective and opinions. But one thing that we can all agree on is this, that if we can throw away billions of dollars in foods to get write-off, I see it, I know it, rather than offering it to the home. I mean, there's so many conventional, logical, diplomatic ways that we can handle things. I don't understand it. But yet, I'll say it again. It's just like the way we wonder why people are so mean and disrespectful and hateful. I mean, if you really look at it, the baby boomers are forced to stay in the workforce longer. The Generation Xers, which is myself, and the millennials, you know, we're all pretty much in this thing together, kind of competing for the same opportunities. You know, we say, hey, go back to school, get an education and learn. But I don't know. That's why I made that observation. Maybe we need to, those of us that can really are very genuine in our hearts and want God to use us in the capacity to help lead and shed some insight. Hey, maybe we need to consider, I mean, because, hey, these pastors, I don't know, guys. They're making billions of dollars. They're making more money than educators themselves in the educational school system, you know?
Well,
and
now,
I'm
sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I think you're right there. And they don't pay any taxes. You know, they don't pay any taxes on their money, of course. Churches don't pay taxes. But you could put a preacher and a politician in the same category. I mean, they make a lot of money. Well, of course, they pay taxes, but you could put them in the same way. They don't have any integrity. They don't, you know, and you talk about, I know that you mentioned your preacher's name, and I was thinking like Joyce Meyer. She's kind of scary to me, but I was thinking all those big fancy houses they live in, and Jesus, he didn't even have any shoes. He was born in a manger.
It's funny you brought that point up, because during those comments I was reading, someone brought that up too. They were like, Jesus was humble. And so it just kind of just shows you that our people are hungry. But here's the real poop, guys. Focus on what is real. Focus on what is real. You know, because we all aspire to have pursue happiness and success and goals in life. And how do we do that if there's nothing out there? And so I just say that, you know, the people you vote for, I mean, you really have to, I mean, they're only as good as the people you work for, okay? So if you, and so it's almost about what do you want? How do you want to see, and what, how can you, you know, create a plan or implement and just stay abreast of what's going on and implement a plan that can help propel you forward. Because, I don't know, it's funny. You know what's far interesting to me, Barbara, is that, the you know, we progress in technology, military technology, and it seems that just – and I can understand we really need those things to protect our people and our country. But have we really progressed in creating fair, equal opportunity for others? I don't know. How have we fared? How have our government fared in terms of creating opportunity, as they proclaim, you know, as they state to us and they promise us? But I don't know. Right now, I kind of like the fact that, you know, they're getting on Trump about some things, and no, he's not the most personable as guys, you know, a person, okay? He's not. But he is honest. He is honest. We got to give him that much, and he's very honest. And I also heard that he's, according to the Washington Post, that he's hired also some members of counseling just to help him in foreign affairs issues and just kind of shape his knowledge in that area. I have a caller. 1 second, caller. We are looking at about 6 minutes. Are you on the line?
Yes, yes. I was looking at the description of the show and everything, and I had a little question because of the God thing, but I saw that.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead with your question.
The thing is,
I can't hear you. You're on speakerphone.
The problem I would ask you is, why would a God accept to make fasting habits
I can barely hear you because you're on speakerphone or something.
There's many. Remember 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when a person came in and a babysitter place, and there were 24 kids. Well, how many kids got killed? How many parents out there were praying that please don't spare my baby? How many people? How many parents were praying God to do that? Did you spare them? No. There's how many kids got killed?
Okay, for some reason I could not understand a word you said. I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but I will say this much in relation to, or can you hear me? Because I barely
Sorry. I just got to come with an example. Perfect example is, you remember 5 years ago when parents were praying and a crazy killer came inside a babysitter or whatever, a school, and basically shot 24 kids? Remember that case?
Yeah, I do.
I remember many of those cases. Yeah, where was God? Where was the
He was there.
God? Sure.
Well, let me say this to you. I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual, and I believe that since the beginning of time that we've always had these atrocities that affect our world, God's creation. I can't explain that. All I know is that I am a believer, and I will continue to trust God in spite of everything that is going on, because what's happening is real. It's been outlined in the Bible, and so it's all about your beliefs. Do you have belief? If you don't believe, that's between you and God. I can't make you believe anything. But one thing I do know for sure is this, is that what's happening today is not by accident. There are going to be bad things. I'm like you. I wonder sometimes, why do bad things happen to good people? Why is it that every time you strive to do good, bad things happen? I can relate. I can certainly resonate with you. And what is your name?
My name is Stanley. And that
Stanley?
I think is the big Yeah, that is the big problem when it comes to people believing in God. That is the big problem, because I used to be a Christian until I answered that question and I started reading the Bible. And there's many things in the Bible I don't compute. If there is a perfect
you
God.
You don't compute?
If God, I'm like Thomas. Remember Thomas the Discipline? I want to see the proof. And I appreciate what Jesus said. Well, praise the people who doesn't believe without seeing me. I'm sorry. I'm not one of them. I want to see the proof. If God showed himself to everybody at CNN, the deal will be done. So,
but you know what, Stanley? I'm going to pray that God will reveal himself to you, because you know what? You're not alone, and you're entitled to your own personal perspective, and I can respect you for calling into the show, because you know what? That's what we're here for, dialogue, to be able to bring forth open communication, because there are millions, and you know this, of people like yourself who feel the same way. And, hey, it is what it is. But you know what? Let me just say this much. Have you thought about, like, why there's so much hate and why there's so much just cruelness that are going on in our world, and why?
Well, in my eyes, there's so much cruelness, so much things and everything, because I feel that in the beginning, when it comes to education, especially with kids, we don't educate them how to basically deal with conflict. We don't educate them on the more. We educate about all the other things, but there's two things that I always deplore. How come we don't educate kids from the start about money and about relationship?
Yep.
Because those two
and
factors are going to affect the rest of your life. Because if
that's
you know
right.
how to
and
deal
you know
with
what?
Conflict,
yes.
you're going to be great in the world.
You better know it. Oh, my God, you just nailed it. So, see, that just tells me right there that there is something inside of you that is speaking to you, because you nailed it. We have to teach our kids. We have to be able to equip them with social skills. And that's what's needed to be able to navigate and deal with people on all levels and all various perspectives. You are 100% right on that. But I'm going to pray for you, Stanley. And guess what? I air every Saturday from 8:30 to 9. Sometimes, you know, I work, so I don't get a chance to air every Saturday, but you can also feel free to go on my page, you know, check me out, or just call back in next week. I'm always open to dialogue and just welcome you to just share some light, because somebody needed to hear what you had to say today. You know that? Somebody can definitely relate to what you just said. And so I'm just so thankful that you decided to call in.
And
I would welcome
that,
you.
And I'm thankful that you took my call and everything. It's a great show. Please continue your show, because even though maybe we have differences in everything, you do are making a difference, because you're opening the door on many stuff that we need to talk and we don't. And
amen
I think we have
to
more
that, Stanley. Amen
I think we
to
have
that.
More in common than you think. Maybe not in the
I
relationship
that.
Part, but we have more in common when it comes to communication and conflict, because what you I
well,
said,
you nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it. You said it. We don't teach our kids enough. We just kind of want to be lackadaisical, and we have to, but we have to keep it 100. And that's what you did. You know what? You just made this show today because you know what? You kept it 100. And that's what we need. More people like you who are not afraid to express their feelings, who are not afraid to express their views. I am the same way. And because of that, we can agree to disagree. It's not always a black and white area. There will always be some gray areas, but one thing we can relate on is that we have to improve in relations. So I thank you for that. And listen, guys, can you believe time flies when we're having fun? Gosh,
yes.
Stanley, you're going to have to call in earlier next time, dude, right?
I will. I just was
all
looking
right.
at the
well,
stuff, and I wanted to ask the question, but I appreciate you answering the question, and I appreciate us having something in common. Everything. Continue your great
well,
show. I'll call earlier next week. Thank you.
I hope here's the deal. You when you see my blast go out, you call, okay? And I'm welcome. I'll
no
be looking forward to hearing from you. And until
no
then,
problem.
Everybody, it's been wonderful. Keep it real with the Trinity, keep it real with yourself, and keep it real with God. And listen to this song, guys, cuz you know what? It is what it is.
Give it 100. Up if you're able, 100, give another real me, even if it kills me, 100, I never told you lies until I fell in love with you, I made up in my mind, it was just a process.